ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, Text Number 41. Before I would like to do this service, before I would like to do this service, I would like to seek the blessings of the senior Vaishnavas here. I have been asked to do this service. Please give your blessings so that I can render in terms of speaking Bhagavatam. I am not having any, don't have any qualification, because the Vaishnavas asked, senior Vaishnavas. I'm just doing this service. So today, reading from Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, Text Number 41. Shri Shuka Vavacha. Shri Shuka Vavacha. Evam Bhagavata Rajan. Evam Bhagavata Rajan. Shri Vatsankena Satkruta. श्रीवत्साङ्केन सत्कृता आमन्त्र्या तं परिक्रम्य सगणास्वालयं ययौ श्रीशुक उवाच एवं भगवता राजन् श्रीवत्साङ्केन सत्कृता आमन्त्र्या तं परिक्रम्य सगणास्वालयं ययौ श्रीशुक उवाच एवं भगवता राजन् श्रीवत्साङ्केन सत्कृता आमन्त्र्यतं परिक्रम्य सगणास्वालयं ययौ श्रीसुत उवाच एवं भगवता राजन् श्रीवत्साङ्केन सत्कृता आमन्त्र्या तं परिक्रम्य सगणास्वालयं ययौ श्रीशुक उवाच एवं भगवता राजन् श्रीवत्साङ्केन सत्कृतः आमन्त्र्य तं परिक्रम्य सगणास्वालयं ययौ श्रीशुक उवाच एवं भगवता राजन् श्रीवत्साङ्केन सत्कृता आमन्त्र्य तं परिक्रम्य सगणः स्वालयं ययौ श्रीशुक उवाच एवं भागवता राजन् श्रीवत्साङ्केन सत्कृता శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ. శ్రీ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి సైడ్ ఏవం దస్ భగవత బై ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ రాజన్ ఓ కింగ్ శ్రీవత్సాంకేన హూ ఆల్వేస్ క్యారీస్ ద మార్క్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీవత్స ఆన్ హిస్ బ్రెస్ట్ సత్కృత being very much applauded, amantriya, taking permission from, tam, him, parikramya, circumambulating, saganaha, with his associates, swaalayam, to his own abode, yayau, went back. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, having thus been praised by the Supreme Personality who bears the mark of Srivatsa on his chest, Lord Shiva circumambulated him. Then after taking permission from him, Lord Shiva returned to his abode, Kailasha, along with his associates. Please repeat. Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, having thus been praised by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the mark of Srivatsa on his chest, Lord Shiva circumambulated him. Then, after taking permission from him, Lord Shiva returned to his abode, Kailasha, along with his associates. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that when Lord Shiva was offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu arose and embraced him. Therefore, the word Srivatsankena is used here. The mark of Srivatsa adorns the chest of Lord Vishnu, and therefore, when Lord Vishnu embraced Lord Shiva while being circumambulated, the Srivatsa mark touched Lord Shiva's bosom. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Vunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Mangum Langayate Girim యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగరుం దీనతారిణం శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతే దేవే ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే నమోష్ణపరాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ పుత్ర శ్రీమతే నమోష్ణపరాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ పుత్ర శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి. సో బిఫోర్ డూయింగ్ దిస్ సర్వీస్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు టేక్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ హియర్ ఆఫ్ సీనియర్ డివోడీస్ బ్రజహరి ప్రభు అండ్ ఆల్ అదర్ డివోడీస్ హూమ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో ద నేమ్ by name, so I seek your blessings so that I can do this service and get salary from you. That is, you can give your blessings and prayers to me. That is my idea, so that my heart can be purified from these kama krodha lova madamoha mascharyas. So that is my whole intention of this class, not that I am qualified giving. So the standard of Bhagavatam speaking has been, anyway, it's there in the first canto. Nastaprayeshvavadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. If anybody speaks Bhagavatam, the standard of the Bhagavatam is Nastaprayeshvavadreshu. The avadra should be, there should be loss for the avadras. That is the standard of the speaking Bhagavatam. Nastaprayeshu. There is loss. Certainly we will get loss. The loss of Nastaprayeshu, avadreshu, the avadras. Bhadra means it gives protection. Avadra means that won't give, that makes us fearful. So we get these avadras. Nastaprayeshu, avadreshu, nityam bhagavata sevaya, bhagavati uttama shloke, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. The bhajana kriya, the part of the bhajana kriya is hearing Bhagavatam. When we hear this Bhagavatam, nasta prayeshu. Prayeshu means almost 99% of the anardhas. Ardha means useful. Anardha means which is not useful. So useful for what? Useful to develop love for Krishna. Anardha means that which is not useful to develop love for Krishna. Unless one develops love for Krishna, one will not go back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. So when we hear Bhagavatam, this loss of anardas will happen. The Bhagavatam makes us to recognize what are the anardas we are having, and it also gives us solution how to get out of those anardas. So, and if you see, the Bhagavatam is full of descriptions of different personalities, how they develop love for Krishna and gone back to Godhead. So some personalities, in the beginning, they started applying the bhakti and later on they fall down from the path and again came back to the path of bhakti and gone back to Godhead. Some people straight away without any problems gone back to Godhead. Some people failed and gone back to Godhead. So this is the Bhagavatam gives the descriptions of different personalities, how they developed love for Krishna and then they went back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. So when I say Vaikuntha, it means all the spiritual world. That's what I mean. Goloka, everything comes into. That's what I mean. So here, in this 8th canto, we have about different personalities like Gajendra Moksha. How the Gajendra has attained the Lord's mercy. And then we have Bali Maharaj and Varahadev. Bali Maharaj and Vamanamurti pastime. And then we have Matsyavatar to save the Satyavrata Maharaj. And then we have this Kshirasagara Madhanam, the fighting between demigods and demons. And then how the Lord helped the demigods to drink the nectar. So today this verse is telling, so my whole point is, the first point I would like to tell is that, what is the standard of speaking Bhagavatam? Bhagavatam says, there should be loss of anardas should happen, and there should be solution to get rid of the anardas. That means the bhajana kriya, with the idea of getting rid of, with the idea of anardha nivritti, and then come to the platform of nistha. Nasta prayeshvavadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. To come to the platform of nishta bhakti. Bhajana kriya without the goal of anardha nivritti, one will never be able to achieve the nishta bhakti. So and then the Bhagavatam is giving the examples of different personalities, how they overcome these steps and achieve the steady state bhakti. And today, one of those personalities are the pastime of Kshirasagara Madanam, where the demigods and demons have some fighting for different reasons, which you might have explained.
And then the whole pastime, the Mohini avatar came. The Lord came in the form of a kapata yuvatau. Lord came in the form of a woman and cheated the demons. It's there in this chapter, the last sloka, the Sukadeva Goswami says one beautiful point that asad avishayam angreem bhavagamyam prapannan. It's very difficult for the atheist to understand why the Lord came as kapata yuvati vesho mohayanyaha shurarims. Why he favored the demigods? Only bhavagramyam prapannan. Only the people who are surrendered soul can understand the actual truth behind this whole pastime. And understanding Bhagavatam is very actually difficult. Very, very difficult one. One can actually understand in a negative manner also, if one is not properly purified in the heart. That's why I am praying. There is a prayer from Kulasekhar Alvar that there is a lot of discrimination is required when we study Bhagavatam. Because we study in Bhagavatam, for example, Lord Shiva got attracted by this Mohini avatar, and then he shed semen, and then after that there is a statement he is not even ashamed for the defeat that he has got. So one can take the idea that okay, I can do sinful activities, I don't have to be ashamed. Its possibility is there when one is performing bhakti in tamoguna rajoguna platforms. One can misapply the Bhagavatam lessons. So here the theme is how to control the sex desire. The secret of controlling the sex desire. I will tell you a story from our acharyas. Controlling the sex desire has to do with how we eat, how we sleep, how we defend. These four things has to be discussed in together. Just if we discuss the sex desire, we will not be able to understand the intricacies of how to control the sex desire. Of course, controlling the sex desire is not such a great difficult thing compared to the higher goal that we have, how to develop love for Krishna. Even the line also, line also will have only one time mating kind of thing. It's not a big issue. Controlling sex desire itself is not a big issue. But if that is hindering our bhakti, in terms of thinking about Krishna, remembering our Krishna. So there is a nice story. In 1800s, there is one boy called Vatakrishna from Odisha. At his 16 years old, he went to Vrindavan and he dedicated his life after serving some time. This is actually a story happened. After serving in Vrindavan some time, he went to Jaipur to serve the Radha Govindaji. And then he served there something like 8, 9, 10 years. But he is bothered by the sex desire. So he thought, every day I am just here in this temple only I am staying. But this desire is pestering me. This desire is bothering me. I am eating only Govindaji's Mahaprasad. How come this desire is this desire is powerful than Govindaji Prasadam? Radha Govindaji Prasadam can purify anything. But this sex desire is bothering. Every day I am taking this Mahaprasad. So to find out, this kind of intensity, inquisitiveness, serious effort is required if we want to get it off. To find out, he went to Vrindavan. To find the answer for this question, he went to Vrindavan. And then he traveled here and there. Finally, he came to Kamyavana. That time, there is Jay Krishna Maharaj of Kamyavana, who is famous. He went and asked that Maharaj. He kept his question in front of him. Is this sex desire is greater than Mahaprasadam? 8-10 years, I'm just serving Govindaji. And I'm eating only the remnants of Govindaji. Nothing else I'm eating. This desire is not going. Then that Maharaj gave a beautiful answer. He told, even though it's Mahaprasadam, but the Mahaprasadam before offering the food is acquired by a Vishayi. Before offering Mahaprasadam, we need ingredients, right, to cook and all those things. To cook all those bhoga, we need Lakshmi. So how you earn that Lakshmi? If you earn that Lakshmi in sinful ways, he gave the answer that the money that is sponsored to cook the Mahaprasadam is given by the king of Jaipur, who is a Vishayi. Vishayi means a materialistic person. So then we get a question, how that, you know, these people are sponsoring for the deities, giving money to run the temple. How can the king can be called as a Vishayi? Here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita offers a good answer. That answer is in Raghunath Das Goswami pastime. When Raghunath Goswami escapes the house and finally reaches Lord Chaitanya says to Raghunath Das Goswami, your father's life is like a worm in the stool. You see, the father, your father Raghunath Das Goswami, your father, the life of enjoyment is compared to the womb in the stool. But try to understand, Raghunath Das Goswami's father, who is, you think, he is maintaining 17 villages of Vaishnavas with his money. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here, your father's life is a, enjoyment is a womb in the stool. Anyway, these are the different higher level topics, because here you all know the different principles. Unless we know these higher level principles, then only the sadhana goes a little bit forward. So, and it's a fact in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, the Krishna, the Kamyavana of the Jay Krishna Maharaj of Kamyavana gave this answer. The money sponsored for the bhoga is earned by a Vishayi. That's why you are not able to overcome this desire. I will explain later on details, because I have only limited time. So in between I will not go deeper explanations. You might be having doubt, how can somebody is sponsoring like this, Raghunath Das Goswami's father can be called and all those things. I will explain later on details after the class we may discuss. But now let me complete the whole story. So then this Vatakrishna Das asked the question. No, he is sponsoring, all right, but it is, has been offered to the Lord, and then it is Mahaprasadam. How can the Mahaprasadam can get contaminated? So then, Jai Krishna Maharaj gave an actual story which happened in Vrindavan of Radha Govindaji temple. The story is as follows. There is one prostitute in Bengal who somehow came in contact with a Vaishnava guru and took initiation and realized her, the profession that she has done is a very nasty thing, and she wants to be serious in devotional service. So that Vaishnava guru initiated her, and then she wants to offer her whole money to the Vaishnava guru, whatever the money she has got. But the guru told, no, it's not required for me. You go to Vrindavan and offer to the pujari of Radha Govindaji. She went to Vrindavan and tried to offer her all her wealth to pujari, and the pujari asked a question, how did you earn this wealth? And then she told, I'm actually a prostitute. This is how I earned that money. Generally, we require guts, right? If we are asked that question, will we be able to tell the truth? How you earned this money? You know, any businessman gives the money, if we ask. My intention is not shunning anybody. Let us understand at least theoretically what is the right principle, so that we can practice at our levels. My intention is not that, you know, tomorrow onwards, you know, all the wealthy people should be banned or not. It's not like that. So, to tell the story. So, then, Pujari told, it's not possible. I cannot engage your money. And then she got devastated. And what is the use of my life? I had very hard-earned money is there, hard-earned in the wrong ways. But it's not useful in the Lord's service. She went to Yamuna River and she started fasting without food or water. And sitting there and thinking to finish off her life. Then after 3 days of her fasting from food and water and all those things, Govindaji came into the dream of the pujari. Please go to the Yamuna. She is fasting there. Collect her money and make an offering to me. So at the request of Govindaji, the pujari went and brought her and took her all wealth and arranged a nice feast, invited all the Vaishnavas from Vrindavan, and the feast is over. The next morning, all the Vaishnavas are talking one thing. In that night, all the Vaishnavas had got a sexual agitations in their mind. When they came in the morning, after their morning program, they started discussing, you know, in the night, I have got these agitations. This is called Vaishnava. Generally, we hide it. We don't even bother it. We have got this kind of thoughts. We are, as long as externally goes on very well. But you will not go deeper level. So these Vaishnavas talked one another. Another Vaishnava told, yes, I also had that agitation. Another Vaishnava also told, I also had this agitation. Then they find out, let us go and ask, this must be, what is the prasadam that we ate in the previous day? They went and asked the pujari, how did you got the Lakshmi for offering this big feast? Now, the pujari told, this is what happened. This is the money of a prostitute. Govindaji told me, so that's why I did. So then all the Vaishnavas, they started fasting to get rid of these impressions that came into their mind. Fasting means not touching the matter. Fasting means not touching the matter. For example, Dhruva Maharaj, he did not even touch the matter of in the form of air. He did not even breathe. He started only eating the air. Basically, the whole concept of fasting means not touching the matter as much as possible. In the form of food, or in the form of water, in the form of leaves, or in the form of fruits. You understand? I will try to explain deeper level later on after completing the story. If we go the details in between the story, we will lost the complete thread. So then, the Vaishnava started fasting. After another 3 days, the Lord came into their dream. What do you want to do? The Lord, you want to commit suicide by fasting like this? Then the Vaishnavas, they told, my dear Lord, what can we do? We ate a food which is earned by sinfully. We would not eat, but it came in the form of your Mahaprasad. That's why we ate. The Lord told, who asked you to eat? Who asked you to eat? If it comes in the my name, who asked you to eat? I can digest anything. I can digest anything. Who asked you to eat completely, you know, as soon as it comes nicely? So then the Vaishnavas asked, the Lord, what is the solution? If you don't eat Mahaprasadam, it's a sin. If it comes as Mahaprasadam, then Lord told, you eat one or two specks, so that you will not commit sin of rejecting Mahaprasadam, and at the same time, you will not get affected by the food offered earned in a sinful manner. So the basically, when we earn the Lakshmi, the money that we earn, that money if we earn sinful ways, the black methods, that the doshas, that faults will come into the food. And the person who is cooking, his qualities also goes into the food. And when this food is offered to the Lord, he can digest. So that's why then why this story has been told. Jai Krishna Maharaj told to that Vatakrishna Prabhu, who is asked the question, I am eating Mahaprasadam. I am not eating food that is not offered. Then Jai Krishna Maharaj told this story. Even the Mahaprasadam, Govindaji can digest. If it is, if the money that is sponsored to Mahaprasadam earned by illegal means, we will get hesitations. Then the Vatakrishna Prabhu asked the Jai Krishna Maharaj, so now what to do? So he told that after the advice, one has to eat only the food that is legally earned. So then this Vatakrishnadas left that Jaipur temple, came back to Vrindavan, and he started doing his bhajana. The bhajana means that which is useful to Janma Sardaka Kuri, to purify our heart. Paropakara means to give the knowledge to others, knowledge of Krishna. There are two things, bhajana and seva. Janma Sardaka Kuri, Kara Paropakara, two things. So the Krishnadas wants to do Janma Sardaka Kuri. He wants to purify his heart. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. He wants to do that. So he came to Vrindavan. He begged from the, he did not even taken from the temples. He begged from the Vrajavasis, the wheat floor. And he added water, and he added some neem leaves, made it a ball, and that he used to eat, and performed bhajana. Immediately soon, he overcome the sex desire, the botheration of sex desire, and then he became famous as Siddha Krishnadas of Govardhan. In the Govardhan used to live. So this is the whole story of, because today the Bhagavatam class is related to the Mohini avatar, and it has been requested by Lord Shiva, and after seeing it, Lord Shiva is not able to control the whole thing. And then of course we are not Lord Shiva, then we cannot judge that, okay, I can also do this thing. And then, so Lord Shiva's position, we have to see the person. How we can control this sex desire has been illustrated by this Siddha Krishnadas story. So if you want to control the sex desire, first we have to eat. The foodstuffs that we eat should be pure. The foodstuffs, the money that is required to procure that foodstuffs should be earned legal methods. I'll give an example here. For example, in gold business, I have some students from gold business. These people want to offer something like, no, lots of donations. I told, I don't want anything from you. You give the time. You are coming and attending a morning program, Mangalarati and then Bhagavatam class. But if you can come in the evening program also, 6 to 8, 2 hours, I will see later. So then they told, impossible. It's impossible. Then I told, you people had, I think at least the way I come to know is at least you have 100 crore rupees. Even if you don't do business also, you can live happily at least another 5 generations. But you are having money, you are struggling till 12 o'clock. And the people who are beggars, they are also struggling. What is the difference, you tell me? You have money and you are working like a donkey. And the people who doesn't have money, they are also working like a donkey. What is the use, you tell me? Bataiye. Then I explain. Actually, according to Bhagavatam, to earn money, 8 hours is enough. It is there in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam. Instructions for civilized human beings. In that, Narada Muni says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, 8 hours is... See, I am not telling people who are working 12 hours, now come. At least understand what is actually the truth, complete truth. You may come gradually. This does not mean that when we... In the Bhagavatam, the complete truth has to be spoken. Not that because you don't like it. Okay, all right, we cannot do. Outside of the Bhagavatam class, one can do concession business. Okay, this is my position. This is the actual truth. I will do this much. This is a between a teacher and a student. The teacher who takes the responsibility of a student to go back to Godhead. Okay, all right. Now you are working 12 hours. Reduce it to 11 hours. And something like that. So, in the instructions for civilized persons, 8 hours for earning money, occupational duty, 8 hours for to take care of this body, sleeping and taking bath and all those things, eating, and 8 hours for serving the Lord. Why we have to serve the Lord? Serving the Lord can be divided into 5 types of service. So all the services can be divided into 5 types. Naam Seva, Dham Seva, Naam, Dham, Diti, Devotee, Bhagavatam. It is given in Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami. Nectar of Devotion, somewhere like 13-14 chapters, it has been given. All the services can be divided. Out of these services, Bhagavatam Seva is very important. The rest of the 4 are laboratory kind. The Bhagavatam Seva is like a theory. You understand? In schools and in colleges we have a theory classes, and then in the afternoon there is a laboratory. To whatever we understand to do. Like similarly, Bhagavatam Seva actually tells how to do Naam Seva. By hearing Bhagavatam only, right, we come to know that how to chant the holy name, all the aparadhas, how to worship the deities through Bhagavatam only. So the Bhagavatam Seva is a foundation on which Naam, Dham, Deity, Devotee, Bhagavatam will be there. So that's why every day we hear Bhagavatam. There is a person Bhagavatam and there is a book Bhagavatam. So the person Bhagavatam teaches how to chant the holy name, how to serve the deity, how to serve the devotees, how to serve the dham using the book Bhagavatam. That is the whole idea. So now, what I am trying to tell you is that, so I asked them, I am giving the practical example how I applied this principle in my life. So these people, they told, impossible. Then I told, if you do like this Bhagavatam, I am guaranteeing you, there will not be any loss for your monthly income. I gave that guarantee. They have some faith. So they started closing the 5 o'clock, the shop. See, this electricity came, that's why people are running till 12 o'clock. If electricity is not there, so that's why Prabhupada used to criticize like anything. If the modern facilities are making more and more away from God. We don't have time. They are making away. They are taking our time for sanskara creation more and more. Even the night time also we do sanskara creation. You know, till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock running. So Prabhupada is actually very deep statements when he criticizes. So then 5 o'clock they used to close and they used to come. If you want to help the people in our movement, we have Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya level teachers are there. But the teachers at the level of Anadhanivritti is required. If you want to help them in the Anadhanivritti process, you have to spend time to understand their disease. Only when you understand their disease only you can actually prescribe the medicine. The general idea of, okay, if you get a fever, okay, take the tablet. That is going to helpful to some extent only, something like 10% of Anadhanivritti. If you want to completely free from, an expert teacher is required who is willing to spend his time for you. If you want to get out of the Anadhanivritti and come to Nishta. So, these people started talking. One time they told how they earned money. One fellow, the other business people did not told. One other business person who is actually not fit for business, he is actually an engineering student. But somehow he came to business, but he is not interested. You will find very few people like that. So he is an honest person, because in the classes I used to tell, one should earn money honestly. Otherwise that money is useless. So one day that fellow told, Prabhuji, we do all this nonsense. How can this money is correct? So he told, if anybody comes to their shop for 10 grams of gold ornament, they take the money of 10 grams of gold, like gram is 3,000, let us say. 30,000 rupees they take, and then they give the ornament, consists of 7 grams of gold plus 3 grams of copper. Right? That means 3 grams of gold they are taking. So like they make something like 1 lakh per day, 30 lakhs per month, such kind of things they make. But whenever they are not able to make, you know, 1 lakh per day, something like they make 50,000 per day, they will get immediately bewildered. So they will try to go for some Swamiji or some temple. And they will come and ask, Prabhuji, nowadays the shop is not going very well. Could you please pray for the Lord? So I used to think, and also I go with students, along with them I go for cooking also. We cook our own thing. Along with the students, I go teaching cooking, be there, making offering. So when I say, one of the principles of cleanliness is, right things, right place. If you can know in your house or in kitchen, right things at right place. Suppose you cannot put oil and then beside that something else. So because while taking oil, it may fall down. So you have to put right things. So anyway, they don't know where to put. I keep it. The oil should be there. The mustard should be here. These things, all these things arranges. But next day they won't remember. I used to think these fellows are chanting 16 rounds. I am telling this place. Immediately next day they are forgetting. So there must be something problem. From my side, I am thinking like that. And from their side, they used to come and ask, Prabhu, business is going, not going well. Could you please pray this and that? So one day, I just understood. These fellows, they are not getting 1 lakh cheating per day. Because they are only getting 50,000. That's why they are coming. So then I understood everything. I will not go details now. Then I told, I don't want anything donation from you. First, you pay the income taxes. If any income tax officer comes to your house, you should not have any fear. Then only I will take donation. So then this particular student, with one student only I did this, because on a student, rest of the students I did not done. He told, give me 3 years, Prabhu, I will make everything white. So within the 3 years, he made it everything, he paid it. And then I told, if you don't pay income tax, how sinful it is, I explained to him. Because all the people, the poor people like me who are working for institute earning salaries, we pay the taxes. Through income tax, government gets, suppose government is earning 100 rupees, because this is important, because day-to-day application, please bear me if you are not interested. But I will bring out a beautiful principle out of it. 30 rupees from income tax, rest of the 70 rupees from taxes like when we purchase rice, dal, sabji, vegetables, or cell phone, 70 rupees comes. Generally, we think that we are not paying any taxes. In fact, a lot of taxes, every one of us is paying. That is how the government gets the money. Out of that, 70% of money is from us. Not only income tax money, only 30%. So, when these rich people, they don't pay the income tax, what happens is that the money that comes from these poor people, or the money that comes from middle class people, that has been used to build the roads, the municipality parks, and these people come and take advantage of all those things. Not with their money. Not with others' money. And whatever the black money, which they are not paying the income tax, that money, they bring that money and purchase some fields, real estate, and then they'll stock it there. And then they will raise the money. And people like who are working for salaries, we will never be able to purchase a house because of this black money. So that way, actually, you are doing the greatest sinful activities, I told. They are thinking that, you know, we are Mahabhaktas because we are giving 1 crore donation or something like that, they are thinking. So, then that fellow started understanding. I explained in a very, very graphical way. If you want, I can give a 2 hours lecture with a PowerPoint. How actually, when you don't pay the income tax, how it actually, you perform a greater sinful activity. And then, adding that, if you are doing devotional service, the anardas will increase more and more. If you are doing a sinful activities, and if you don't recognize it, and performing bhakti, the anardas will increase, because the performing bhakti is like putting water for the rice paddy fields. Suppose, if the paddy fields wants to grow, if you want to grow, you have to put a lot of water. If you are going on putting water, what will happen? Only the paddy, the weeds will grow long. Paddy field will never grow. You have to remove the weeds, not only putting the water, you have to find out the weeds and you have to remove the weeds, then the paddy fields will grow. Similarly, if you are just chanting the holy name itself is not enough. You have to, from Bhagavatam, you have to understand what kind of anardas I have got, and use that bhakti process and do it nicely with the idea of cheto darpana marjanam, cleaning. Cheto darpana marjanam, to clean the mind. With that idea, if we do it, we in the bhakti we will go all the way from nishta to ruchi, asakti, bhava, all these things comes. But if we don't recognize at all the bad qualities that we have, we just go on performing bhakti, it will increase. This is stated in Harinam Chintamani by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is not my version. In the Harinam Chintamani, Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains this point. How? And also he has a practical experience when he is taking the Kulinagram. Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to take his boys, his sons, to tour in the Navadvip, there is a place called Kulinagram. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur went, that village, it became evening, and that evening, in the outskirts of that village, they stayed in a temple. A small temple is there. And then the morning, they went, after taking rest, they went to the inside the village. The villagers asked, Babuji, how could you stayed in the temple? And early morning you are coming, from where you are coming? Bhaktivinoda Thakur told that, in the night we stayed in the temple. So, the villagers asked, there is a Brahmarakshasi there. After evening, he just throws all the stones and bricks and all those things, if anybody goes that side. Did that Brahmarakshasi did not disturb? So this story is there. There is a book named Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava, written by one of our Maharas, Bhakti Vikas Maharas. In that book it is there. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, I chanted, so it went away. These people, what? You chanted, it went away? Then they have a question. How come this fellow, this pujari, that Brahmarakshasi is a pujari who is always used to chant, throughout day used to chant, he became Brahmarakshasi? You are telling that you chanted and this Brahmarakshasi went away. This fellow is actually the temple pujari. He used to chant throughout the day. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur asked a question. What is his character? What is his previous life? Then they told, this fellow has done a lot of sinful activities. So then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, if one does sinful activities, and then if one, without recognizing that he has done sinful activities, and if he just only chants continuously the chanting the holy name, it will increase more and more sinful activities, and this fellow became a Brahmarakshasa. So, this is what is meaning. Chanting, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Prabhupada told us, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. He used the simple word. But when we chanted Hare Krishna and, but you know, 20 years we are realizing, chant Hare Krishna and be happy is not coming. But Prabhupada told in his books, chant Hare Krishna without committing offenses. That part. Because when you want to preach mass preaching, you have to make very simple statements. If you elaborate it, nobody will come. So he told, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But if you study in his books, he nicely reprimands, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter 12th sloka, if you take Mogasha, Mogakarmano, generally we think that is our materialist. To remove that misconception, Prabhupada in the purport, he's starting, there are so many devotees who assume themselves in Krishna consciousness and devotional service. But at the heart, they maintain atheism. For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tasted. This is exact sentences. He used the word devotees. So then I understood why Prabhupada is using the term devotees. At that time, while training the students, now I started going deeper and deeper, and then the whole course came Bhakti Matrix. From this experience, no, students are coming, it's the duty of the teacher to help them, but we are just thinking, okay, they are chanting and we provide the facilities, but they are not making advancement. They are lying. They are lying for simple things also, they lie. If you call them, they will say, actually they are in their house, but they will say, I am in Vrindavan. People say, I am in some other place. Such kind of things do people anyway, I will tell the details, because details are dangerous, because details are specific to a personal, individual person. If you speak in mass gathering details, it will create a havoc, and then it's a great disservice for me. But I have to bring some details with this precaution, that I am sharing my experience. It may not exactly suitable to you. A teacher has to see you, just like a doctor has to observe that deceased person carefully, diagnosis, then only he can give the medicine. So where are we? So we are discussing that how a sex desire is related to what we eat. And then I am giving an explanation of what in my life
while training the student, I came into contact, and then I am giving a story of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how actually a person chanting the holy name became a Brahma Rakshasa. And then I gave a reference from Prabhupada books. It's possible, you know, while doing devotional service, one can have an atheistic mentality. Generally, we think that atheistic means somebody who don't believe. But there are two types of atheists. God believing atheist, God does not believing atheist. That is what Prabhupada... God does not... I don't believe in God. Perfectly fine. But I believe in God, but I don't follow Him. I believe Him, God is there, Shastra, but I will not follow what He says. For example, I will give you. In our society, people get married, and then they get some problems, and then they want to go for divorce. And then they go for the counselors. The counselor says, okay, you go for divorce, what can we do? What is marriage? You have made a promise in front of the Lord. We are going to serve together. Right? And part of the promise also, we are also going to give a body for a soul who wants to come to the human form of life. That is the promise we made. Now, you made a promise and then you say, now I don't want it. For what reason? Just because of some simple reasons. Actually, today, family is not, husband and wife lives, it is not called as a family. Minimum six people are required, family means. Because husband and wife, they live, for 1 or 2 years or 1 or 2 months, they go based on bodily attractions. But later on, the reality comes out. And at that time, if another extra people like mother-in-laws and father-in-laws are there, because by seeing them, there will be some control. Not to criticize each other, not to fight each other. So, my whole point is, what I am trying to explain is that, even though we practice devotional service, the Prabhupada is giving, there is an atheistic mentality in that 9.12. I am not telling. I am just trying to explain what Prabhupada means it. So, immediately the counselor should not say, okay, go for divorce, get second marriage. The counselors actually be careful, because you will also get sin by advising that. They should say, what is the meaning of counselor? Only take respect and some give class and go away? No. The counselor, what we mean to say that, they try to provide a family, Krishna conscious family. So they can say, counselor can say, okay beta, husband, you can go and live with somebody's house and this girl will live with me, with my wife. Let us practice for 6 months. Continue. Actually, these, after getting married, people don't even practice like before marriage, a serious practice also will go down. That is the reason. There are many reasons. And then after 6 months, I can tell you, suddenly they will get rectified. That way, we don't have to go this telling that, you know, divorce and all these things. We don't have to go. It is possible. If the counselors are very well-trained people, I have the method at least. I can tell you. How is it possible? I can show you also. I myself applied these things, got the results. So now... Oh, I have to... Time is over. So the whole idea is to control the sex desire. First thing, it starts everything eating. How you earn that money? Who is cooking? The cooking person should have a consciousness that what type of thinking style is required? Bhagavad Gita says. What, when you are cooking, what kind of thinking is required? What the Bhagavad Gita says? In the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 12th sloka, Krishna gives, ye pachanti atmakaranat, bunjate tetvagam papa, ye pachanti atmakaranat. If you are having a thinking that I am going to cook this and offer and I am going to eat, bunjate tetvagam papa, you are eating sin, if you have the thinking style of, ye pachanti atmakaranat, I am going to eat, you are disqualified. For cooking for Krishna. If you have the thought itself, I am cooking so that I am going to eat. That is what the Krishna gives the standard. Of course, now this is the standard. We don't have that. Now we have to keep the standard at least. There are, let us say that 100 steps are there to achieve this. Find out that where we are in the second step or third step. And then gradually we can keep efforts. Nobody is going to tell you immediately you have to come.
That is not possible. We are conditioned souls. Humility means, this is what humility means. Understand completely about anything, any service. What is actual standard? And then recognize where you are compared to that standard. And gradually go forward. If you don't recognize what is the actual standard, and if you don't recognize where you are, that devotional service will become, produces anardas. There are four types of anardas in Madhuri Kadamani says. Anardas have four sources. One of the sources is anardas executed from improper execution of devotional service. We get anardas due to improper execution, improper methods of execution of devotional service. There are anardas have four sources. One is anardas from sinful activities, anardas from pious activities, anardas from improper execution of devotional service, anardas from offenses, aparadas. In Madhurya Kadambani, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains this thing. So, summarizing the whole thing, so the sex desire has to do with how we eat, how we sleep, how we defend when we get a fearful situations, when we get difficulties. What are the methods that we are taking shelter of? Suppose if we get disease, how we are going to cure that? Suppose if we get losing the job. There are, for any problem, there are two types of solution. One solution is based on our experience. Another solution is God-given method, Krishna-given method. So if we can apply the Krishna-given method, for everything it is there, even how to wash teeth, what to eat, what not to eat, how to wash the stool, everything is there in Ayurveda. The Ayurveda is meant for how to take care of nice, your subtle body and gross body. And in Ayurveda there is a statement, if you don't know how to take care of your sense gratification using God-given methods, one should not be taught the yoga. The bhakti yoga or karma yoga, whatever yoga. That is the statement is there in Ayurveda. If the person, that's why the God teaches first how to take care of this, how to eat, how to sleep, how to defend, how to make, these things are there in Ayurveda. But one can actually, when we perform bhakti, Lord within, seriously when we perform, Lord guides us to this kind of knowledge. So, in summary, if you want to control the sex desire, there are other three things. How you eat, how you earn the money for eating, how you sleep, how you take care of, how you protect yourself from the difficulties. These three factors, if they are good, this sex desire automatically gets controlled. And there are also very practical ways of applying this. It's very easy, it's not a big thing. But the difficult thing is to develop love for Krishna is difficult thing. So in this regard, I have developed certain course materials and a curriculum for how to teach and all these things. One can contact. Any comments or...
I've got two questions, small questions. I completely agree with what you said. I'm also very much impressed with what you said. There are just two situations which are not to kind of oppose what you said, but a little, you know, like food which is offered to the Lord with wrong sources, of course we understood. But the wrong food is offered with the right source also. For example, I mean, I'm doubtful if in Vrindavan the Lord wants to have makhan, misri and doodh, dahi, roti, etc. I'm doubtful if he would have all the nonsense junk food which is mostly, for example, cheese, which is mostly has to be prepared with the rennet of a pig or a calf who is not even born. Killed a pregnant cow has to be killed in the 9th month and that calf is taken and from his intestine, cheese, the rennet is used. Number one, if Lord at all would have this food just because I want to have this for whatever reason, this
they
is one question.
Do they do these things in Vrindavan?
No, I mean, okay. Vrindavan they don't prepare cheese,
okay.
But final down the line, everything cannot be prepared. A few things have to be bought. So number one, I mean, I'm just not talking of Vrindavan, I'm talking of a principle. At least in Vrindavan, God has the right to reject something just because I want to have it. Maybe in Italy he can have pizzas.
Okay.
That's the staple food of that place. Number one, that. Number two, I mean, I'm sorry, but there are two questions, so I'm just asking in sequence.
Can you summarize your question?
No, that is one question. The other question is, let's say somebody is paying income tax. Somebody is not paying income tax and doing
Prabhupada,
the right thing.
1 minute. These are details, because when details are given, a lot of time is required. That's why we don't go detail. So, one can discuss outside the class. Principles. And also, I want to give a clarification. I have spoken so many things that creates a lot of confusion, doubts or stirring, but I did not give a complete solution. So I had the solution, it's not just, or my intention is not anything, you know, bewildering you or confusing you. These things have solution in the scriptures. I understood it in my life, I applied. I could not present within one hour time. So please forgive me. So these details I will talk in person. Is that okay? I will talk with you in person.
Take the second question. I mean, this is a very simple question. Somebody is doing the right job, not paying income tax, and now the situation is somebody is selling wine, he's paying income tax.
Generally, they won't pay. They won't pay. They will not pay. People who are having lots of money earning, they generally try to escape in a very different ways, because I'm expert. I wrote a book called Black Money. Because teaching in the Mahabharata, there is a story. What is black money? There is a story also. If you hear, you will get stunned. That means the life that we are leading itself is a black. If somebody is taking salary and not doing complete his duty, that also comes as a black money, not just only income tax. If somebody going and earning some 50,000 rupees and is supposed to do duty in government office, but he is not doing that duty and he is telling that I will come Krishna service. So that also, these things are problems if you want to really completely get rid of the anardas and completely achieve the love of Krishna. But if you want to go goody-goody life, okay, now I have nice devotion service going well. For that level, you don't feel at all urge to know these things. But if you really want, like that Krishna does, I don't want even that desire to come to my mind. So those people, these are required. You will not find many people to that level extent to come to that level of purity. Generally, normal people continue devotional service, kind of thing will be there. Okay?
Thanks a lot.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you mentioned about prasad sponsored by the wrong money. Now the question comes, suppose if you are cooking prasadam, so means we need vegetables. So if someone is growing the vegetables, and by that if they are earning the money, that is, and if that money is used for wrong purpose, so that also creates the karma, because somebody is paying for that. Now the question comes, I just want the answer in yes or no, I don't want more elaboration. So that's one more reason. I am adding the word more. That Prabhupada has mentioned that we should have our own farm community, we should grow our own food and everything by keeping the broad vision in mind.
Actually, I am at risk.
Pardon?
Actually, I am at risk by speaking this kind of topic. Generally, nobody touches this topic. See, I want to tell you one thing. Right now, what is black money to define? There are many factors in Mahabharata. It's not just only not paying the income tax. And now, this topic, I have touched it in a very, stirred you in your minds. So, sometimes, using this concept, you can actually shun a devotee who is actually a devotee. You understand? Now, I given you, generally, this kind of topics, nobody brings it. If you want to understand completely, I only given only a 0.01% of the particular topic. So I want to make a caution here that I have touched this topic with a little bit of information. There are a lot of information to understand this one. Then only we can come to the proper judgment of who is what. Right now, just keep in your minds, don't start judging with the idea that, you know, this devotee is this, that devotee is this, or that is true, this fellow told correct. So please don't come to that judgmental now yet.
because you got only a seeded information in the seed form. So I also seek forgiveness for touching the topic with a little information, but I have that much time only. Now, if you want to overcome the sex desire, not only just earning proper money and food. Where is, even if you earn honestly, where is today food that is not contaminated available? You tell me. Rice, you take it. They are taking nasty rice and then putting polish and selling it as a good rice. And take turmeric. It has been added with some other chemicals. You take chili powder. It has been added brick powder. And you take vegetables. Everything has become polluted. Right now you cannot offer to the Lord at least the ingredients which are pure. You don't have right now. That's why one needs a village preaching. Because you can, right now, I have a small center, small 15-20 people center. We grow our own for the DT purpose. We have a cow, grow our vegetables. And the turmeric powder also, we make, we get some Matajis from village background. They grind it in front of our eyes. The oil is polluted, the ghee is polluted. Do you think that, are you getting ghee? Pure ghee? Where are, if you want to get the pure ghee to this many people, that many cows are not available. If that many cows are not available, where are you getting ghee? Ghee is added with something else. So, all the ingredients are polluted and everything. That's why I want to mention, one Prabhuji actually asked me to mention this point. It's very important to have a village preaching. Why? Because if you want to do service to the Lord, you can get actually in front of our eyes, we can grow and we can get and offer nicely to the Lord. Ultimately, of course, the city preaching is collecting people, and then if they are interested, sending them gradually to the mode of goodness atmosphere. That is the whole idea. Okay? So, your answer, I will explain later. So, this point I am making, in the class I made a point which stirs you all your, which is there in our hearts, all these things thinking, but I have given only little information. Please, don't judge with little information. Don't judge and commit offenses. But if you want more details, I can talk outside, or if you want seminar, I can connect. Is there any other comments?
Very tolerant. I mean, of course, he is tolerant.
I will tell you.
But
in the name of Yukta Vairagya, to apply the Yukta Vairagya, Prabhupada applied Yukta Vairagya in last 10 years. Before that, he has prepared himself 40 years. Don't forget that. 40 years he has done this Janma Sardhapuri without having any result. He doesn't have any follower, any result. He himself practiced. And then he showed in 10 years. Even 40 and before 10 years of preaching, in between 2 years, very deepest difficulties, horrible difficulties. He went to US, heart attacks, he could not find a house, his typewriter has been stolen, he doesn't know where to stay. If it has to happen one day, we will run away from that place. We don't want anything. We don't even have the dare also to go there. So, before quoting Prabhupada, that, you know, Prabhupada told it, he told. Yeah, okay. I also did not understood like that. I am telling, because to answer this question, there is a Janma Sardhapuri part, there is a Paropakara. Paropakara is like collecting milk from different places. And then after bringing it, after collecting, we are thinking that everybody gave pure milk. It's not. Everybody dumped different things in it. We have to boil. That boiling, the people are thinking that when you boil it, milk may go away, they are thinking. Actually, milk will not go. Water will go away. Anandas will go away. So, this is a different topic. I don't have time and everybody is looking forward to close the class. So I will discuss later. So please forgive me if I have made any... Prabhu, can I take another question?
Hare Krishna. It's a comment. It's on this point of accepting donations from sinful people. And from Mayavadis, in Nectar Instruction, Srila Prabhupada mentioned this point. And they say that if we are not strong, then we get contaminated by accepting donations. But he says, but someone who is qualified, an Uttama Adhikari, is able to engage the money collected from sinful people and Mayavadis. And like Srila Prabhupada has set up this whole institution, which is a preaching movement, and hordes of devotees around the world are collecting donations on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, and hopefully all the money is being used for the deities, for book distribution, for all our other activities. And from your class, it's also like an important point for the devotees to understand that every cent collected on behalf of Srila Prabhupada has to be given to the Hundi of Radharas Bihari and any temple wherever they may be, because otherwise what you just described may come into the consciousness. Is that correct?
Mataji, here, if you want to spread this movement, and if you collect all these things, and when you collect all these things, that reactions will be bared by Prabhupada, because he told to spread this movement. But so this is called paropakara, to help others to propagate. But if we want to develop janma sardakpuri, if we want to get rid of the anardas and all those things, then we have to apply all these principles. For ourselves personally, if we want to make progress, we should eat in a nice God-given methods kind of thing. There is a janma sardakpuri, there is a paropakara. Right now our whole idea expanding the movement is because Prabhupada told we are going to expand. To expand it, certainly you require the money, big money, black money is required. Prabhupada writes in the purports of Bhagavatam, the wealthy men should be willing to spend their black money to propagate the message of Bhagavatam. He writes in the first canto of Bhagavatam. He has given this statement. But while doing that, we have to take care of, okay, Prabhupada's service we are doing. What about us? There is two things. One is doing spiritual master, we have two services. The service of a spiritual master is doing paropkar, because he is already a realized person. He can get anything and then digest it. But there is another thing, service, to purify our heart. Two different services for a spiritual master we can do. Purifying ourselves, spreading this message as per his instructions. I am making a point, if we want to purify ourselves, we have to be careful what we eat and all these things. This is the clarification. Is that okay, Mataji?
I'm agreeing with what you're saying. I'm just making the point that if we misunderstand and we don't give into the temple every single cent that we collect as a donation, then we are taking the sinful reaction of the people. That's the only point I'm making. Otherwise, I agree completely.
This is also correct, Mataji. When somebody goes and collects, he should have a crystal clear. My temple president asked, so I'm going to collect. So if that money comes also, the temple president will take care of whatever the sin. I am not the person who takes care of it. Because I am going on. The temple president will be, if he also should have, I don't want this money, Prabhupada or my spiritual master told. That way, we will not get affected. There should be crystal clear thinking. Prabhupada writes this point in Bhagavad Gita 4.34. One should get a crystal clear direction from the spiritual master what to do, what not to do. So, when we collect the money, if we are thinking that if we collect the money, it's okay, I collected 1 crore, tomorrow my name is going to come in Mangalarati, then you are the person going to take that reaction. Now I am talking at the thinking level, not external level. External level of application of bhakti, okay. I am talking about the subtle body, how to think. Cheto darpana marjanam. Somebody may do Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what is his intentions inside it? So that's why in Sikshastakam, there is a clue. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, vajagadishikame. The Sikshastakam is telling, I don't want dhanam, I don't want janam, I don't want anything. But whereas, my driving force is that I will distribute books more, so that in the Mangalarati, my points will come out. If that is the idea, then we are applying the devotional principle wrongly. So what is the correct idea? The correct idea is that I am going to distribute these books. I am doing this service, especially to a spiritual master who is living, he has to think, who has ordered him, he has to think in the direction, in person. So that personality told me, I am going this. For what purpose? What is the benefit for me? The benefit is, I have got this kama krodha lobha madamoha masaryas. Cheto darpana marjanam. It will get cleaned. That is the correct way of thinking. But it will not come in one day. If you go on thinking like that, 15, 20 years it will come. It will started coming. It will take time. Is it clear, Mataji? Further clarification, I will talk personally if anybody has anything. Can I close, Prabhuji? So please forgive me, Prabhuji, if I, presenting in a short time has not able to present the things. If it is any confusion arises, please forgive me. Because I've done this service, please pay the salary. Please pray for me so that I can purify this Sanardas and do better service. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.